The Bush administration now believes it has evidence that North Korea exported nuclear material to Libya. If true, this would be the first indication that not only does North Korea have nuclear weapons, but it is willing to share potentially explosive nuclear material with others. This was first reported today in the New York Times and the Washington Post. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us. And Mike, what's the evidence, first off, that North Korea actually did send nuclear material to Libya?
Well, this is a little bit complicated, Melissa. When Libya decided more than a year ago to give up what had been a fairly extensive secret nuclear weapons program, it transferred the equipment, the plans, the materials it had gathered up to develop nuclear weapons, and they sent most of the stuff to the Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee. Among the materials were a couple of tons of uranium hexafluoride. Now, this is a gas that's a stage in the nuclear fuel cycle. You convert a form of uranium ore called yellowcake into uranium hexafluoride. And that can be enriched to make uranium fuel for reactors and power plants, or enriched at a much purer level, it can be fashioned into the core of a nuclear weapon. The scientists at Oak Ridge have been trying to determine where Libya's uranium hexafluoride came from, and they've ruled out all sources except North Korea. They don't have uranium hexafluoride from North Korea to compare it to, but by process of elimination, they've concluded it couldn't have come from anywhere else.
So they've proved the negatives, in other words. Are the North Koreans capable of producing uranium hexafluoride?
Unfortunately, that's not clear. They do have an extensive nuclear facility at a place called Yongbyon, which was all directed toward producing plutonium for nuclear weapons. These facilities were frozen in 1994 until 2002. And one source I talked with today, who had extensive knowledge of North Korea's nuclear program, said they don't produce uranium hexafluoride there. So that's an unanswered question. Did the North Koreans produce this gas at some still secret facility? Or, and there's another unanswered question, didn't Libya tell the U.S. where it got the uranium hexafluoride? After all, Libya was coming clean on all this, and one source, a former government official, told me today Libya did tell the U.S., and Libya said it didn't come from North Korea. So this source speculates a possible explanation is that North Korean uranium was converted into uranium hexafluoride somewhere else, possibly Pakistan, then shipped to Libya. The forensic work done in Oak Ridge then might have concluded the source was North Korea.
Well, if that were true, that does pose a dilemma for the Bush administration.
It does. It's a funny coincidence, too, Melissa, perhaps maybe not a coincidence at all, that these revelations make it to the front pages the day of President Bush's State of the Union address. For several weeks now, there's been a lot of diplomatic activity suggesting the multi-party talks on North Korea's nuclear weapons program, which were going on early last year, may restart soon. They were on hold since last June. So there have been positive signals from both sides, from North Korea and the Bush administration. The North Koreans recently told two congressional delegations they want to come back to the table, and the Bush administration has been saying it is truly committed to providing incentives for North Korea if they're sincere about giving up their nuclear programs. A lot of attention then on the speech tonight to see how President Bush will frame it, and into this comes the allegations of another dangerous move on North Korea's part.
Now, how might these reports, do you think, affect the North Korean talks?
It's hard to say. Several experts I spoke with today suggested this could be an effort on the part of hardliners in the administration to try to short-circuit those in the administration who are committed to negotiating with North Korea. After all, the administration has been divided on this, and not everyone in the administration likes the idea of negotiating with North Korea, particularly if it, in effect, ratifies North Korea's right to exist, the regime to remain in power. So the news today could be an effort to undercut those in the administration willing to engage with North Korea. It could also be meant to frighten South Korea, Japan, and China, who favor negotiations with North Korea, but don't take the threat from North Korea as seriously as the United States does.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Melissa.
NPR's Mike Schuster.